Six.
Six Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
It had been to some comfort for Blind Al from Canned Heat to know that in the year 2013 the moon's face was still very much intact. That was Poor Moon by Canned Heat. Whereas I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Wonderful. I love that tune. It reminds me of first being in the band, first being in Elbow when I was a kid. Back then we were called Mr. Soft. That there is there, though, as an example of this week's theme. The theme to this week's Finest Hour is journey songs. And for that, I mean songs that you might want to listen to on a journey, or songs that specifically remind me of a very specific journey. Poor Moon reminds me of going to France with the guys when I was 18, something like that. About our first trip abroad as a musical outfit. And throughout the show, lots of tunes that remind me of journeys. Our featured artist, as promised last week, our featured artist this week is Catherine Williams, the wonderful Catherine Williams. Two of her old tunes and one of her new tunes. Beccapedia's at the movies again. She's got one from Ennio Morricone for us, which is just fantastic, of course. And I'll be introducing you to a character called Ralph Case, R.M. Case. It's a lovely little story, which I'll be nibbling at for a future special. But for now, if you're going to have a compilation put together for Making Journeys 2, I'm forever reminded of Dove's first album, Lost Souls. The first version I heard was a mini disc back then. Not all of you will remember mini discs. I had a mini disc of the demos for Lost Souls, which I got through my manager, Phil Chadwick. He's like, you've got to hear this band, they're amazing. And I fell instantly in love, as did the rest of Elbow, with Dove's music. All this time on, we're very, very good friends, Jimmy and I, and it's a wonderful thing. But I remember, with that mini disc, going down to Real World Studios to record the first version of Elbow's first record. So undoubtedly a massive influence on our music. And then less than a year later, Dubs took us on our first UK and US tour. So lots and lots and lots of travelling done to Lost Souls by Dubs. If you want somewhere to start, that's where to start. Start with the first album. This is Break Me Gently. And when I was listening to this earlier on, when I was picking the tunes for this week's show, I got all kinds of emotional listening to it. It's such a beautiful song. Jimmy's voice, sort of a little sheepishly hiding behind a Leslie cabinet, a rotating Leslie cabinet, but just beautiful. The romantic, the epic, the everlasting Dubs. This is Break Me Gently. Come on a journey with me.
Thank you.
I know I'll get a good response from you on that one. That's Doves and Break Me Gently. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Or just go to my page on the Six Music website for any reactions, any witticisms, criticisms, or more importantly, Song for Guy recommendations, which we have a few of coming up in a little while. Here's some praise about how great I am. Kai Mossman says, "What I really appreciate about you is that you are really laying on these nice tunes for us on a Sunday. The show is the real deal. Keep on dreaming." Kai from Brighton. Does keep on dreaming mean you were being sarcastic or... Anyway. Matthew Langford says, "Yes, yes, yes. Perfect Sunday vibes to be working to. I thank you." Thank you very much for that, mate. Ed Cottridge has been in touch. He says, "Always playing new things for me, but also songs I listen to, reaffirming my good taste in music. Keep it up, Eddie Cottridge in Notting Hill." Thank you, Eddie. Well, you know, it's great because half of it's recommended by you lot. So come on, let's have your recommendations. Anne Brencher, loving the Mancini, and happy to discover through Six Music's foray with the movies. It's still going on right across the BBC and with our very own Beccapedia this week. Very, very happy to discover with her six-year-old that the Pink Panther theme tune was written by the same guy who wrote Moon River, Mr. Henry Mancini. Richard Baker got emotional listening to Paris, Texas last week, and Hen and Erin Gillespie and Tim Hewitt, Giggles Mumpty, Marlon Shando and Kate Day, who loved the Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and Curly Redbrick, all saying lovely things about the programme. So there I feel emboldened and confident enough to say, you're going to love this next song. The theme is Journeys. This is a very recent one. You might have heard me play it on Sean's programme on Thursday. This is Yeti Lane and Analog Wheel. Strap yourselves in. If you've got your headphones on, turn it up. You're going to love this. Thank you.
is Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Wikipedia at the movies.
Now then. For every serious artist, success is a double-edged sword, because whilst it may bring financial stability and the freedom to pick and choose which projects to pursue, it can also mean that they become known for one particular work that hangs like a millstone round their neck. Ennio Morricone, classically trained musician, composer and conductor, has written over 400 film scores, including The Mission, Days of Heaven, The Untouchables and Cinema Paradiso. And yet his name is still synonymous with a series of spaghetti westerns made in the early 60s, beginning with A Fistful of Dollars. And that's practically all the budget he had to record his first film soundtrack. So he created a sparse, almost arid sound, with little more than a guitar and a bloke whistling, and set the style for a generation of film composers with his barren musical landscapes, gruff male voices, and resourceful use of sound effects. Unfortunately for Morricone, he's never quite escaped this early association with westerns, and recently described A Fistful of Dollars as the worst score I ever did. As a frustrated artist, he's entitled to grouch, but there's a reason why, 50 years later, this piece of music is still so striking, atmospheric and instantly recognisable. It helped to turn a low-budget potboiler with a cast of unknowns into a work of cinematic art. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Morricone's A Fistful of Dollars, as brought to us by the wonderful Beccapedia. the mystery musical history girl of the airwaves. She'll be back at the movies next week. Now, though, Matthew Squires has been in touch from Telford in Shropshire, and he said, "I'm a long-time listener of the show, but my song for Guy is only a recent discovery. I really love the complexity of the song and how it seems to transcend genre, and would definitely choose it for the soundtrack to my Sunday evening. My recommendation is Song of Innocence by David Axelrod." Now, I've heard Axelrod before due to Andy Hargreaves, the drummer from I Am Clute, being a huge fan of his, and the reason is easy to see. This is a wonderful, wonderful Song for Guy recommendation from Matthew Squires. It's David Axelrod and Song of Innocence. A Song for Guy recommendation from Matthew Squires, that's David Axelrod's Song of Innocence. If you missed the titles to any of the tunes, then they're all on my website, on the Six Music website. Go and find my page, and they're all listed somewhere on there. Just click on it, and it will all unfold. The BBC, in their wisdom, have also provided a handy little, profile of each artist where possible. And you can even add to it to yourself. You can add to the profile yourself if you're more in the know. So the theme to this week's programme is Journey Song. I started with Canned Heat, and I told you that it reminded me of being a young man when Elbow first started out, and we were asked to play a twinning festival, you know, like Twin Town Festival, in Angoulême, France, which is twinned with our hometown of Bury in Greater Manchester. So off to Angoulême we went, and there's many a story to be had from that. But I do remember at one point parking up a little French chalet where we stayed over the night, and the following morning being greeted by the otherworldly sight of my drummer belly dancing to this next tune by the Beatles. It's one that I've put on many a travel compilation. It's very much in keeping with our theme of journey songs. It is, of course, from Revolver, Tomorrow Never Knows. Get belly dancing, people. Yeah. The Beatles and Tomorrow Never Knows. I think musically that's my favourite Beatles song. Certainly got a groove to it anyway. It's one of the ones you find yourself referencing a lot when you produce records, because it really is groundbreaking in its production. It's something that you end up talking about quite a lot. Catherine Williams is my featured artist this week, as well as being an old friend of mine. The first time I noticed her music was because of this next song. But this was a song for Guy recommended by Lynn Hilton. When I mentioned last week that Catherine was going to be my guest of choice this week, or rather my featured artist this week, loads of you got in touch with your favourite Catherine tunes, and many people chose this one. So here it is. Here's Catherine Williams with the wonderful Little Black Numbers. Oh, when that mouse is gone.
Little black numbers pushed over steel. It's what you hear to make you feel free. Little black numbers pushed over wood. It's all that you could live for. Together and makes us feel old, makes us feel old. Sound pushing down, sound pushed us down. If heaven and hell were both in the same place, appear. If all the wasps were devils and bees were the angels, we'd bat them about, we'd bat them about. But bees and just fat men and thin girls. They're just fat men and thin girls. They're just fat men and thin girls. They're fat men and thin girls. Fat men and thin girls.
Catherine Williams with Little Black Numbers. Couple more tunes from Catherine in the next hour and a half, or roughly hour and a half. But yeah, isn't that lovely? That was a song for Guy recommendation from Lynn Hilton. Please do keep your suggestions rolling in. I'm broadcasting from a house in North Manchester, where, as you could probably hear in the background, I'm still having some building work done. there's something zoo about me making my radio programme in such an environment, don't you think? There's something very lazy about me doing it from home, I suppose. So, I've been into Fela Kuti since I was introduced to him by my tour manager and good friend, Tom Piper. Introduced to his music, that is. He's been dead for a little while. The music of Fela and his son, Femi Kuti, very, very much something I'm into. I heard Sean Kuti during the WOMAD Festival this year as well. And I'm just, little by little, getting into my Afro beat. Strange, then. That it should be everywhere all at once as soon as I'm getting into it. Maybe it's just its time has come around and maybe everybody's getting into it. Anyway, there's an album coming out called Red Hot and Fela, which I'm pretty sure must be just Fela Kuti tunes done by other people. This one's great. This is Lady, and performing this is Tune Yards, Questions, Kijo and Akuanaru. So once again, that's Tune Yards, Questions, Kijo and Akuanaru, and this is Lady from the Red Hot and Fella compilation. Take it away.
The wound bleeds the wounds of the deep south. Can't wash it out, shit is real, conjure bell. Put us on our knees, make us fiend to clean down. Keep it real, you afraid when we speak loud. When we scream, you seen a ghost in the haunted house. Simmer down, it's the black, you can't leash out. In the story, we gon' breathe in and breathe out. Lady.
Right, we need to hear more of that record, don't we? Our Karen, of course, will be loving that while she's ironing. From the Red Hot and Fella compilation, which comes out on October the 15th, that was Tune Yards Questions, Kijo and Akuanaru and Lady.
The sound of cinema on BBC Radio 6 Music. The words tell the story.
He pulled the ripcord and his parachute blossomed. His machine crashed into the moorland below.
The sound sets the scene.
He pulled the ripcord and his parachute blossomed. His machine crashed into the moorland below.
I'm Jarvis Cocker, and next Sunday, I'll be exploring the wonderful world of the movie sound effect. Join me on my journey around Pinewood Studios to learn about the art, craft, and history of the unsung hero of cinema.
Jarvis Cocker's Sound Effects Special.
Next Sunday from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
My friend Hannah is a wonderful creature. Not only does she work tirelessly for other people, she's worked for several charities, but she works tirelessly. And also, she really enjoys a well-organised party, so she usually organises everybody else's parties as well. It's Hannah's birthday just gone, so happy birthday, H. And when I was talking to her on the phone recently, she was in the background, I could hear some jazz piano, and I was like, what's that? That sounds great. And she said, that's my granddad. And it doesn't surprise me that somebody with a stronger moral compass, as well as a keen sense of fun like Hannah... she's also very, very beautiful, is RH. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all that her granddad was both a doctor and a successful jazz pianist. Do you know what I mean? In the time of Fats Waller, etc. So I said, give us your tape, let me get it digitised, and I'll play some on the programme. And the more I find out about Ralph Case, the more I like him. In particular, and you can hear it on this tune, what a pianist he is. It's quite unbelievable. So he had a fascinating life, and I'm going to do a special on him when we've got some more of his music. And I've also got Peter Hardy digging around in the BBC archives to see what we can turn up about him. But for now, here's a little taster of the man and his music. This is done from an old compact cassette, so it is a bit wobbly, making the piano sound out of tune here and there, but it's the cassette wobble. In any case, this is R.M. Case with Thank You, Mr. Waller, and I'll let him introduce it himself.
And now... here's a little number that I wrote myself, in a sense, fairly recently, about a year ago. And it's quite frankly very derivative, or so meant to be, if you like. It's a bit of a crib. And it's the Fats Waller. I've got two alternative titles for it. One is Homage to Fats, and the other is Thank You, Mr. Waller. I'm quite sure which to call it. Anyhow, here it is. Thank you.
Can He Play or Can You Play? Some very interesting stuff coming through about Ralph Case, and we'll do a special about him in weeks to come. Lots of love to Hannah and her mum, particularly for sending them tapes to me. They're all safe, don't worry, and I'll get you some digital copies. It's a show about Journey tunes, my favourite band of Talk Talk. Why wouldn't I play Happiness Is Easy from The Colour of Spring?
Thank you.
Talk Talk and Happiness Is Easy. What a wonderful tune. The Colour of Spring is a good place to start with Talk Talk if you're looking for a first album. Go any earlier and you're risking Cheese Central. Go any later and you might find it initially inaccessible, although eventually it will become the love of your life. I'm convinced of it. Talk Talk and The Colour of Spring, that song was called Happiness Is Easy. Journey Songs, Journey Songs, it has to be Hawkwind and Hurry on Sundown, doesn't it?
Garvey on the air.
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Green and Ain't It Funky Now, and what a journey, what a memory lane. I know every note and beat of that song, and it's a long one. Tim Nolan got in touch and says, hey guy, I catch your show from time to time. Great, by the way, always good to hear new things. Cheers, Tim. A couple of weeks ago, you had a theme show on Song That Reminds You of the Sea, and while listening to a bit of Fu Manchu, one of the greatest stoner rock bands of all time, I came across this track, which you might be surprised to hear, entitled Out to Sea from the album Start the Machine. It's a beautiful piece of instrumental atmospheric rock. Please check it out. I think it might be right up your street. Take it easy, Tim in Bristol. Tim, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I love this tune, and I've heard the name of the band mentioned here and there, but I always associated them with much heavier stuff. And in actual fact, where they've put the track mark on this album, I think you can hear the back end of a previous track, and it sounds pretty metal. But this is great, and this is exactly what the Song for Guy recommendation is all about. I now know to look harder at Fu Manchu, thanks to Tim Nolan from Bristol. Please keep all your suggestions coming in, everyone. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This is right up my boulevard. Fu Manchu and Out to Sea. A Song for Guy recommendation from Tim Nolan in Bristol. That was Fu Manchu and Out to Sea. Keep on coming in, everyone. My Chosen artist this week is the wonderful Catherine Williams. I know her as Dolly, she calls me Kenny, because we've still got a duet on the cards which we haven't managed to get together yet. In fact, what would you like to hear me and Catherine sing together? Let's have some suggestions, see if we can get it going. Maybe if we get enough of them, we could do a record. How about that? This next tune is called Come With Me, and it's her and it's that lovely lad. What's he called? Oh, Neil McCall, there you go. He's one of the famous McCall family, Ewan and Kirsty, etc. Catherine with Neil McCall, and the song's called Come With Me, and it's a beauty. Williams, Neil McCall, and Come With Me. What a beautiful song. Hey!
This is the foundation of so much music that we know, and here's the band that are responsible for it. Having them play for us at the Maida Vale Studios, I mean, it makes absolute sense. It's a real treat. They've never been on Six Music Live before. It's like welcoming back one of the most influential bands in alternative music history for the last 30 years. BBC Radio, Six Music in concert with Pixies. And right now on the Six Music website, you can catch up with the whole of their intimate gig.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So another trip I used to take regularly, and journey songs don't have to be up-tempo and positive and staring into the future. They can be contemplative and dark. And I remember the 524 bus journey from Bury into Bolton. in the winter of whatever year it was, however old I was when I was 20, was a long, cold, slow, dark thing, and this music suited it perfectly.
Feel this wrong. moment, how can it feel this wrong?
Ace, arguably the most influential record of my late teens, that's Portishead's Dummy and Rhodes. Sally and Simon from Southampton said, Guy, can we suggest a Keaton Henson tune as a song for Guy? We've been enjoying his album Dear for a while now and had the privilege of seeing him perform the songs at the Emmanuel Centre Westminster, which, as he suffers immense stage fright, we knew was going to be a memorable gig. The song's called You Don't Know How Lucky You Are, and they wish that they hope that I like it. I really do. There's something very genuine about this song. See if you can pick out my favourite lyric from this song. I'll tell you at the end of it. Here's Keaton Henson, and You Don't Know How Lucky You Are. I thought that was great. That was Keaton Henson, a song for Guy recommendation from Sally and Simon in Southampton. Do keep your recommendations coming. I stress recommendations and not requests. I want stuff that you don't think I've heard before. I love that song. And I asked you to guess what my favourite lyric from it was. And it was, does he know not to talk about your dad? You know what the whole song's about from that, don't you? And you get a good picture of all three characters. Does he know not to talk about your dad? Fantastic. Once again, that was Keaton Henson, and You Don't Know How Lucky You Are. Thanks to Sally and Simon. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, not request, but recommendation, then just go to my page on the Six Music website, or it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. This next tune from Tears for Fears might have got the Spock eyebrow from members of Elbow a few years ago on the production front, because the sounds are very definitely of their era. But all this stuff is coming back round in a retro way, and I've never gone off it anyway. They shouldn't be so swayed by fashion. Songs from the Big Chair is the album, the band is Tears for Fears, and this beautiful track is called Listen.
Thank you.
Tears for Fears from the album Songs from the Big Chair, that's Listen. Perfect Sunday night listening, eh? As is this next tune by Goldfrapp. It's the title track to the first album, Felt Mountain, and it reminds me of touring with them, which was not altogether a pleasant experience. But every time this song was happening, I was blissed out. It's just a thing of beauty. Goldfrapp and Felt Mountain. Alison, all is forgiven because you make music like that. Catherine Williams is a mate of mine. She has a new record out. This tune is all over Radio 2 at the moment, and it's just typical of her writing. It's so beautiful and simple and lovely in a melancholy way. It's called Heart-Shaped Stone. It's the last track from our featured artist this week, the wonderful Catherine Williams, who, by the way, isn't just a great songwriter and a wonderful voice. She has an encyclopedic knowledge of all things great. This is Heart-Shaped Stone. Catherine Williams and Heart-Shaped Stone. Go and buy, because you buy your music, don't you? Because you love music, so you buy it, you don't steal it. Or borrow it, Spotifyers. Go and buy Catherine Williams' music, all of it.
Hi, Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow my own trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing my own trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing my own trumpet. But...
Hey Mark, it's Martin from Pretty Sea Power here. You know you wrote all the songs on our Mission Years of Joy album? I've no idea how to play them, so can you pop round and show me where to put my fingers and all that?
Mark, it's Duncan, Dutch Uncles. Can I get some more singing lessons off you, mate? The band are saying I'm starting to sound like Barney from Napalm Death. I don't know what to do. Get back soon, will you?
So, if you want to hear me not blowing my own trumpet, tune into my show on Six Music. Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9. Hello, Paul McCartney, as I live and breathe. What do you want?
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star. Well, that's all well.
Now, occasionally, even though I specify I want recommendations and not requests from you lot, I occasionally get one through, which I've played on the show before, and it always makes me think, well, if Eddie Hodgson in Whitehaven didn't know that I love Nick Cave's Into My Arms, it means I haven't played it often enough. So let's hear it now. I love the opening lines to this tune. I don't believe in an interventionist God, but darling, I know you do. I think it's hysterical. All to set up his chorus in kind of a part theologian, part Elvis kind of a way. Nick Cave, Into My Arms.
Interventionist God, but I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. And I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my. But I believe in love, and I know that you do too. And I believe in some kind of path, though we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my. Into my arms.
Nick Cave and Into My Arms. So the movie special that was last week, and tied in with the BBC at the movies season, Beckerpedia's still got two more trips to the movies to take in the next couple of weeks. It really inspired a lot of you to get in touch with your favourite soundtrack stuff. Yoko Kanno is a Japanese animated film composer that was recommended to me by Pete Morrison. And I'm just, let me check something here before I play it. Yes, Cowboy Bebop is one of the series that she wrote music for. This is called Voices. It's Song for Guy recommendation from Pete Morrison. Thank you so much, Pete, for sharing. It's Yoko Kanno.
Hitotsu me no kotoba wa yume nemuri no naka kara mune no oku no kurayami wo sotto tsure dasu no
Thank you so much for everyone for your Song for Guy recommendations. Keep them coming in. Base your recommendations on the music I play on the programme and the music I make with my band. Thank you so much to everyone who got involved this week. Thanks, of course, to the Beckerpedia. We'll be back at the movies with her next week. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Helen and everybody who helps me put the show together at Media City Salford. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. It just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Stay tuned for Don Letts. Night, Mum, love you.
Introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
No matter what the people say, These Sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, crowd of people, I'm Don Letts and this is Culture Clash Radio. And once again, I'm crossing time, space and genres with a tale of two parts. The first looking pretty lively, with the likes of Factory Floor, The Kinks, Luke Temple, Sly and the Family Stone, The Octopus Project, The Upsetters, Askia and Omar Suleiman, to name just a few. When we enter the second hour, I'll be easing it down with a somewhat more mellow selection. But to set the tone, something new from Leeds four-piece Fold featuring Mr. G.
Salvation. Save the promise of protection. Save the connections. Save the procession, save the confessions. Save the pressure of public perception. Save the treasure that comes from collection. Save winter's discontentment, a cold summer's resentment. Save voter apathy, a crap football team and short spans of attention. Save mishandled scandals and damaged faith in professionals. Save the alchemist that balances science and intervention. Save industrial strikes. Save the extra daylight. Save the rainy days. Last night a DJ saved my life. Pray that unknown teens aren't saved by well-known Ikes. Save the good intentions that pave the days of our lives. Save electricity. Save the bumblebee. Save the humble ministry from tumbling amongst the weeds. Save the police deputies and the sheriffs that mess with Bob Marley. Save the deterrent inherent of all the world's armies. Save us from the next flood, earthquake or tsunami. Save the invite, save the party. Save us from belief, save us from the grief. Save us from the separation of the chaff from the wheat. Save the daily bread, the daily rice, the daily peas. Save the missing pieces that make this jigsaw complete. So before an offer can be made of salvation, let's save ourselves and then work on the nation. Salvation. Salvation. Save, save, save salvation. 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 Save, save, save salvation. Salvation.
Him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One